My next guest rocketed up to fame thanks to his role on a, by most TV standards, a short-lived TV show, which nevertheless created for herself a fanatical following that still exists 50 years later. For the past 20 years plus, he's headed a dog rescue center, which has now branched out into a brand of dog food with true health and longevity benefits for your favorite hound. You know him very well as Robin from the classic TV series Batman. Today, he's dog's best friend through his dedicated work with Gentle Giants Rescue, Burt Ward. Thanks for being here today, Burt.
Good morning, citizen.
I was saying to Burt before we came on the air, and you'll back me up listening. He doesn't sound any different than he did 50 years ago. And being a radio, before we get done, you got to tell me how you do that.
Eating Gentle Giants dog food. Healthy and active and climbing the walls every single day, but for different reasons.
And your wife must just love that part, too. Let me give you.
Absolutely.
Let me give you.
The boy wonder here.
Let me give you a couple of websites. First, for Bert's dog rescue operations, gentlegiantsrescue.com. And what we're here to talk about in addition is the dog food, which is gentlegiantsdogfood.com, which you can go to and find a location where it's available near you. And I know since we're based in Northwest New Jersey, Stop and Shop and Walmart would be your two primary locations, at least in our primary neck of the woods here. But again, if you're on the stream listening, go to gentlegiantsdogfood.com and you can find out where to get it near you. We'll talk about the reason behind all the dog food, because certainly you can walk into a dog food aisle and it rivals a cereal aisle as far as your choices, your selection. Where do I go? What do I get? And I just got the new dog. How do I start them off the right way?
Well, let me tell you. First of all, how we got involved was because we've been rescuing dogs for 24 years, 15,500 dogs my wife and I have rescued. Everyone would have been put to death if we hadn't been there to save them. And this is from animal shelters. Everyone, we found a safe home. In the course of doing that, we found a way to help dogs live incredibly longer. We have our dogs living up to 27 healthy, active years. And how we do it is first we developed a feeding and care program, how to properly care for your dog, how to properly feed your dog. That's all available, that information, on gentlegiantsdogfood.com. But when we got our dogs, and remember, we started with giant breed dogs. We now have 45 different breeds from the littlest to the biggest. But when we started, our dogs were only living the average lifespan, and it was terrible for us to lose them. So my wife and I vowed, and this is about 20 years ago, that we'd try to find a way to help them live longer and healthier lives. So we made a dog food, and we weren't intending to sell it at the time. It was only to help our dogs live longer. And we thought if we make the best ingredients, all USA, everything the best of the best, maybe we can add an extra year. But I'll tell you what we found out. We found out something that has shaken us forever, which is the fact that dog food companies know something the average person doesn't know, which is the more fat content you put in dog food, the hungrier it makes dogs. Dog food, if you look at the, it's called guaranteed analysis next to the ingredients, you're going to see that dog food has a fat content usually of 12 to 24% crude fat. That's horrible. And if you've got a dog and you feel your dog's food, you know it's got that slightly greasy feeling?
Yeah.
Why is that there? It's to make them eat more, to make you buy more dog food. But just like you wouldn't take bacon grease and pour it down your garbage disposal because you know it would ruin it, why would anybody feed a dog a food that every single kibble is encapsulated in grease? We don't do that. We don't add fat. We don't put grease on the outside of the food. And as a result, with other things added, the best nutrition, we've got dogs living up to 27 years. And this is our charity. My wife and I, we don't take any money from this. Okay, this is all about loving animals. So we went to Walmart, we went to Stop and Shop, we said, look, we're going to give you our food basically at our cost. And all we want you to do is make it available as inexpensively for your customers. Because if you think about it, how many people out there that, you know, don't have a great income, they're maybe on Social Security or whatever it is, and they love their dog. And so they said yes, and they've done this. And now we've got other people whose dogs are living 5 and 10 and 15 years longer and healthier. And it's all for charity.
So when someone buys Gentle Giants dog food, not only are they going to make their hound healthier, they're going to be supporting the work that you do at the Gentle Giants Rescue in California then.
Well, actually, we went one step further. Instead of having it where there was profit to donate, because we pay for all of our rescue dogs ourselves, we didn't build any profit. We're basically selling it at our cost because we want everybody to afford it. And because of the way Gentle Giants is priced, it sells for half the price of what you would pay in a pet store. So our motto has become half the price and twice the life.
And that's certainly a way to overcome what should have been, what would have been a huge obstacle getting a shelf space, because you're going up against, I won't mention the brand names, but there's some heritage brand names that have the prime shelf space. So by with the story behind Gentle Giants dog food, that certainly made your product a lot more, I'm sure, inviting to the Stop and Shops, to the Walmarts and the other outlets that are carrying it.
Well, you know, the way they look at it, because they're in business, right? They look at it, well, they could have a customer eating a regular dog food and have that customer for 8 or 9 maybe years, but they'd prefer to have a customer for 25 to 27
sure.
years.
Absolutely.
So it actually makes business sense for them, but for the people who have their dogs, who would love to have their dogs, I got to tell you one more thing. The only time I ever get somebody criticizing is saying, you do so much for dogs. You've got them living so many years longer. Why don't you do something for people? And I said, wait a minute. If your dog is with you an extra 5 or 10 years longer, you're going to tell me that I'm not doing something for you? And they say, gee, Bert, I never thought of that.
Wrapping our time with Bert Ward, GentleGiantsRescue.com, GentleGiantsDogFood.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Got to ask, because, like I said, it's Batman and Star Trek had something in common. At the time, they were, by most standards, short-lived. Yeah, although Batman, at one point, the first season, I think you're on twice a week on ABC.
We were the number one rated show in television history. We had 400 million people broadcast. With our opening night, we had a 55 share, which was higher than Super Bowl ratings.
Yeah.
Batman became such a huge hit. But, you know, I've also, by the way, I wanted to mention, I've got a new animated feature out called Batman versus Two-Face. And it's starring Adam West, the voice of Batman. My voice is Robin. And Two-Face is portrayed by none other than William Shatner. So here you've got the two most iconic TV shows in history, Batman and Star Trek, with the actors working together.
So check out for that, too. But more importantly, for your dog and for just your health, because pets and dogs, as far as health, mental, physical, emotional, there's a tandem effort and a tandem benefit. And certainly the longer life you want to, your dog can have, everyone wins on that situation. And the best way to do that, Gentle Giants Dog Food. Learn more at GentleGiantsDogFood.com. And to learn more about Bert's animal rescue situation, GentleGiantsRescue.com. Bert Ward, you are a true hero for the hounds and for the humans. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you, citizen, to the Batmobile.